We're grateful for God sustaining us and for his keeping power and for him looking beyond our faults and getting right to our needs. Here it is, the 11th day of June. I tell you, where did May go and why is June getting out of here so fast? But we praise God for how he blesses us even in spite of ourselves. We're certainly grateful for how God continues to provide for our every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. I tell you, when I think back over all that God has done for me and how he's blessed beyond measure, I can't help but give him praise. You know, so many people are going through, so many people are stressing and perplexing and trying to decide in terms of how they're going to deal with the situations and circumstances. I've learned how to release it to God. I've learned how to trust in the Lord and lean not to my own understanding. Trust him with all of my heart. And he's promised to direct my path. And whenever I try to get a hold of it, that's when it messes up and falls apart. So we need to learn from the proverb to trust him with all of our hearts and lean not into our own and all of our ways, not just some of our ways. Somebody shout hallelujah. We need to acknowledge him and he shall direct our path. Well, we're certainly grateful for each of you. We were absent on last week, but we heard that y'all had prayer and continued to move forward. We thank you for your participation and being a part of this inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And so we're getting back in focus and back in the loop. And we're certainly grateful for all that God has done, all that he's doing, and all that he will do. And let me give you the playback number, 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. We're going to begin with a word of prayer today, and then I have a brief devotional that I want to share with you. So many people are hurting. So many people are going through. So many people are rehabbing and trying to make sense of life after loss. And so much tragedy in our world and in the places where we move about. And so we want to pray, first of all, that God will keep us and sustain us for this day that he's prepared for us and allowed us to participate in. Then we want to lift up those who are grieving and those who are yet going through and trying to really put the pieces back together again. Will you pray with me? God, we're extremely grateful for this day. We do thank you for our lives and we thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. We realize that in you we live, move, and have our being. And we understand clearly today that we're absolutely nothing without you. And so God, we pray on this the 11th day of June, that you will increase our faith, that you will encourage us even in the places where we are yet being tried and tested. And then, God, that you will let us know that as we dig deeper into your word and as we hear your word, that our faith will increase. You said that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So we thank you, dear Lord, that our faith is going to increase even as we prepare for this day. Now, God, we lift up all of those who are yet struggling and straining and who are yet not at the top of their game, but they're still trying to regroup and make sense of things that have happened and how they have to make adjustments in their lives, particularly those who are grieving today. We pray a special prayer for them, God, and we pray that you will cover them and you will encourage their hearts and lift up bowed down heads and allow them to feel your power and your presence even in the midst of their pain. And so we give you praise today and we give you honor. We know that you alone are worthy of all of our praise and that you got us on your mind and that you got everything under control. So we lift up those who are yet rehabbing and those who are trying to get back on track and those who are recovering from surgeries, those who are yet alone in this world and feel as if they don't have anybody that they can conversate with. But God, we pray that you be a friend to the friendless and you be a brother to the brotherless and that you be a sister to the sisterless. And so, God, we give you praise and we give you honor. Somebody is yet thinking about how they're going to make it through this day. But God, we pray that you will connect them with someone who will guide them and give them direction and then inspire them to continue to run on to see what the end will be like. So we love you today. We honor you. We bless your name and we yet give you praise. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Even now, forgive us of our sins. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Just a brief word today I want to share with you as we prepare for this, the 11th day of June. It's a word coming from James, one of my favorite books in the Bible. I tell you, James is a very practical book and gives us some helpful handles, if you will, to help us navigate through all of the stresses and of the day. But this is James 1 and 22. You're familiar with this word. The King James Version says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Yeah, be ye doers of the word and not just hearers only. If you do that, he's saying, you're deceiving your own self. You're not fooling anybody, but you're deceiving your own self. So if I were to use a little thought for this particular inspirational moment today, I would title it Between Sundays. Yeah, Between Sundays. How is your light shining between Sundays? Are you drawing or are you driving people away? I know you get all excited. You can perform well when the lights are up and when the crowd is present and when they're calling your name. But what happens between Sundays? The Bible says that they will know that we are Christians by our love. Are you loving anybody? Are you encouraging people along the way? Is your light shining bright? Not on Sunday. I'm not talking about what you do on Sunday. I mean, you put on your Sunday best, you put on that facade, and you make sure that you're present and that you're seen and that you're saying all of the right Christian slogans and sayings that let people know you're signaling to them that it is well with you when really you're broken and you're torn down on the inside. So what happens between Sundays? Are you being a hearer of the word and not a doer? Are you allowing your light to shine? Here it is. It's not about how well you perform on Sundays, but it's between Sundays. Are you getting closer to God or are you moving backwards? I know you're waiting for Sunday to come so that you can get your praise on, but you don't have to wait till Sunday. You can go ahead and praise him right now. Somebody say amen. You don't have to wait till Sunday before you decide that you're going to try to witness to somebody who came to the building and you didn't even invite them. Okay, y'all not going to help me today. You don't have to wait, but you could go ahead and give God praise even today. The thing I want to ask you as we look at this passage in James 1 and 22, you read it at your leisure. I've already shared it with you. Is your walk consistent with your talk? That's what I want to ask you today. You know, because it's unfortunate how we live in a generation now that has this lackadaisical attitude, if you will, toward the things of God and the things that God has left us in charge of as believers, and how we water down this Christianity. It's sad to say, but many times it's difficult to distinguish the believer from the non-believer. We have been called to project the image of God in a dark and sin-sick world. We talked about that on last night. We are to be in this world, but not of this world. But unfortunately, we have so mixed the message that it's hard for people now to distinguish the believer from the non-believer. And then come Sunday morning, we act as if all is well and that we're ready to do God's work and ready to do his bidding. But what about what happens between Sundays? What happens on Monday and all the way to Saturday? Not so much interested in how you perform on Sundays, but what happens in between. We are called to be not conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So transformation cost. It's a sacrifice that goes along with being transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's a commitment and it's a discipline that has to happen if you're going to allow the transformation to take place. So easy to be conformed because you just fall in line, start doing what everybody else is doing, start living the way everybody else is living. And then, you know, one of the greatest things that I've shared before, it's not so much the greatest, but one of the things, one of the tragedies of a believer is for somebody that, on your job or somebody that you've been working with for years to say, oh, I didn't know that you were a Christian. Wow, that's a sad indictment, because it really speaks more about the fact that you are not living the life that you should be living. And you're not letting your light shine. And people don't understand that God has placed you in a position to be different and unique. And you've been sending up smoke screens all of this time, and they didn't really know that you were a Christian. You know, so we have to make sure that we're clear and we're sure in terms of the passion that we have, not just on Sundays. I know we kind of gather ourselves and wait till the Sunday morning experience before we become expressive and appreciative for what God has done. But if you practice what you preach throughout the week, then the experience on Sunday will be awesome. And it won't be like you're just getting ready for that one day, but everything that you've done between Sundays, here it is, will help you even praise God the more. Your light will be shining. Your witness will be greater. You will have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. And others will know that you are Christians by your love. And so you won't just walk by a situation and not feel as if you don't have anything to offer, or you don't have a word of encouragement or a prayer that can be prayed. It's not so much you stopping in the midst of everything and getting everybody's attention and said, hear ye. No, none of that. You can pray and you can believe God for situations and for circumstances. And then your attitude should be of such that you're representing God in everything that you do. So we are in a relationships of destiny. You know that, don't you? God has called us to do great things. More in 24, I heard Dr. Butler remind us on Sunday to get a checkpoint and see how we were doing. But you'd be amazed at how so many people rely on the Sunday morning experience to get them going. But when come Monday, they are not eagerly involved in doing what God would have them to do. So James reminds us to be not just, he says, but be ye doers of the word. Don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. And if you are not doing and hearing, putting your faith to work, then you're deceiving your own self. What happened between Sundays? That's the thought for today. Make sure that you let your light shine. Make sure that you are driving, are drawing and not driving people away. Make sure that you're moving closer towards your destiny than you are going backwards. And so we hope and pray that you will be encouraged, that you will think twice about your walk and allow it to be consistent with your talk. And then that you will propel yourself in such a way between Sunday that come Sunday morning, it won't be strange for you to lift hands and give God the glory and look around and see how good God has been. Father, we're extremely grateful. We thank you. We bless you. We thank you for your presence. Help us to live a life that shows the world how wonderful you are. Then, God, we ask that you would allow our actions and our behavior to match what we say about you. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. Playback number 605-475-3228. I hope you have a blessed day today and keep those spiritual antennas up as you make your way and be encouraged. Don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. Because if you do just the opposite, guess what? You're not fooling anybody but yourself. All right, until next time, you be blessed.